Yeah, so Prabhupada had it engraved in the walls of the Mayapur project that your love for me will be proven and that you cooperate between each other. Now, what does that mean, really? I mean, we sometimes quote that. Well, to some of us it meant cooperate, well, it means that you cooperate with me. Do what I say, I'm the leader. Now that worked so-so. Of course, there were leaders who had people, students and so on, subordinates working for them. So, yeah, the kind of imaginary talk with a god brother of mine about, you know, how we may be facing a challenge now, which I started talking about immediately after our great leader stepped down from the throne. But now the challenge comes. We need to learn something new to actually cooperate, teamwork, to run projects. By working in teams together. Because so far it had been that there is someone, the president or the leader of this or that, some title, who kind of dictates and others follow. And the dictation then was powered by the authorization from above, from the big top guy. That's how it was back in the days. If you're a temple president and you're in charge of the temple and everyone and everything and the money and the management and all of it, and there was very little room for others to disagree or it depended on, of course, who the temple president who was acting in that position. Not sure, as a leader, he was a leader, he or she. Teamwork not just having that big authority power coming down, steering and controlling and solving everything, which is easy in a way, but having to deal it out among each others as equals, basically as equals, as peers. Which, of course, I learned, and I think we learned from the Vaishnava tradition, that it is not so that Vaishnavas do it. They are able to cooperate that way in teams because, well, it's a cultured personal way of doing it. It's the Brahminical way of doing it. So when Prabhupada said that your love for me will be shown in as much you cooperate as you cooperate, well, it could be seen as an instruction to this. And some may say, no, Prabhupada was very authoritarian. Well, he was the authority. He had to build up this movement in 12 years and make the books and all, so many things. And he was naturally the authority, so the power came down from him. That was just the natural way to do it. But we can't really imitate that which we had to confess, that some of us tried to do. Again, all were neophytes, young, immature, just learning by doing. So yeah, that's what the way I see it also. That this is where we are now. Still, maybe not so good at it, because for instance, if someone has a good idea, then what normally happens in a team is, yeah, let's take this idea, discuss it in a team, see what everyone thinks about it. And if we like it, then maybe we decide to make it a project, plan it. And do it, or find those who can do it, and so on. I mean, that's the way you do. Now, in the old days, and I wonder if that is not even remaining today, and this is what made me speak these words. It was more like this, that, let's say I have an idea, and I suggest that idea to others. Even if it's a board or something, I may get the answer that, yeah, okay. And then in that answer, a kind of expectation that, yeah, you do it, then it's your idea, then you do it. And sometimes if someone, the idea maker or conveyor, says that I cannot do it alone, it's just an idea, then what do you do? Do you expect that we should carry out your ideas? We have our things to do already. Which then would shut up the idea person. And not many ideas will float around. But you know, maybe Krishna inspired one, even some simple devotee, with a very good idea. And if there had been a team there who said, yes, come here with your idea and we'll talk about it. And someone said, oh, I think it's a bad idea. Another one, it's a good idea. But another one says, who's going to do it? We are all of us busy. And then the next one may say, but we could maybe... maybe this is more important than this other thing we are doing by habit. So maybe we can rearrange a bit to do this or do that. And then who's going to do it? Well, maybe I can do a little 1 hour here and there. Maybe I can do a little. And then is that enough? Yeah, maybe it is. Project planning, realistic and so on. That this is how teams work. But that... it's not very developed the way it seems to me still in ISKCON here where I live. And I may be wrong, so then don't get on my case now, but I'm just trying a sober analysis of things, not to criticize, but to, well, contribute a little bit humbly to improvement. And if we don't see that there is any possibility or need or whatever it's for improvement, then I would say something is wrong. Especially if you find that, well, if you're honest, that there are many things that could be improved, and that maybe the success of the group or organization or movement you are in, working in, is not exactly as great and full that we expected. ...40 years ago or something. So I think that there's both room and need for these things.